Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Reve Gauravani Pracharine Sesa Shunyavali Raskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Go Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
in one of his works, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that in this material world there are actually only two spiritual entities. Could you imagine who this is? Manjulali? The living entity, the jiva. That's you. You are spiritual. And the holy name, the Naam Prabhu. Somehow, these two need to be brought together. At least, this is in the highest of interests for the living being. We are totally spiritual, just like Krishna. But we have now come into a realm where we are seemingly separated from Krishna. And in this separation, we are slowly dying. It seems that we are alive, but we are dying. The example which has been often used by Srila Prabhupada is the example of the spark in the fire and out of the fire. When the spark is in the fire, it dances very nicely in the flames. It is joyful, it jumps around, it takes place, it takes part in the dance of life. A spiritual life. But when the same spark becomes separated from the fire and falls out, we have a situation like we have now, where we have fallen away from Lord Krishna. The spark which jumped out of the fire doesn't dance the dance of life. It dances the dance of death. Hare Krishna. That's the end. If the spark, however, who has left the fire, can somehow find its way back into the flames, then it's back in its original position. So, just like there needs to be a union or a junction or a yoga between the spark and the fire, there needs to be a junction or a yoga between the living entity, which is spiritual, and the other spiritual entity, God. Now, God comes into this world in the form of His divine holy names, the Hare Krishna mantra or the Naam Prabhu. And somehow or other, we have to make a yoga, a Naam yoga, a mantra yoga, so that we can find our spiritual life again. My dear devotees, just like you can decide about the life of the spark in relationship to the fire, you can assess the quality of your own life in relationship to the holy name. There's one book, it's called the Harinam Chintamani, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it very clear that you can judge the quality of your life as a Vaishnava in how deep, how firm your conjunction or your relationship with the holy name is. This is a quotation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, "The purity of a Vaishnava is judged by how much attraction or rati he has for the holy name." You know, the well-being or purity of a Vaishnava has nothing whatsoever to do with his official status as a Vaishnava, or his wealth, or his erudition, youth, pleasing appearance, strength, or his followers. Let us not make the terrible mistake to think that our well-being has to do with our official status. Are we an older devotee or younger devotee, a temple president or a temple sweeper, a congregational member or a sannyasi? This is irrelevant in regards to your well-being. Don't think that wealth, a lot of knowledge, has anything to do with your well-being, or how young you are, and how beautiful you look, and how strong you have, how strong you are. Don't even think how many followers you have will make whatsoever a point in your life. The point where you can judge your well-being and your purity is how much attraction or rati you find in your heart for the holy name. If you have a lot of attraction to the holy name, your spiritual life is wonderful. If you have not so much attraction to the holy name, your spiritual life is on the way to become wonderful, if you work hard on developing your attraction. And if you have no attraction to your holy name, your spiritual life is in utmost danger of extinction. Remember this example. The well-being of the spark is clearly and solely defined by its connection to the life-giving flames. This seminar is really all about how to bring about the Nam Yoga, the connection with the Holy Name, or the connection with Krishna. This seminar, as you will see, starting from tomorrow, is a very practical seminar. During this seminar, or let us better say retreat, we will actually learn and immediately apply very powerful techniques which will help us to go deeper in the ocean of the Holy Name. We have reserved one day where we will chant the whole day after we have learned some techniques, and where we will apply many techniques, new techniques. In this retreat, we will also visit an old monastery on this island, where we meet practitioners of another tradition who know something about the Holy Name. And we will see if one of them feels comfortable to address us from their tradition. There will be many surprises, like always. And naturally, we cannot talk about them now. But really, everything which we will learn here is about how to bring this happy junction or connection about in our life, and how to become truly fortunate, although we live in an unfortunate time, the Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very dear devotee, and he gave wonderful instructions to this dear devotee about the Holy Name. And I wish to start to talk about these instructions at the very beginning of this week. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one devotee whose name was Shuklambara Brahmachari. Shuklambara Brahmachari was externally a very poor Brahmachari. He had made his own hut at the bank of the Ganga using some straw. He chanted the whole day in loving ecstasy at the bank of Mother Ganga. If you would pass his little straw hut, you would hear loudly our Shuklambara Brahmachari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He would chant like this the whole day. And then it would start already early in the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And then he would in the afternoon go out one time with his bag, in which he would collect the food from the Navadvipvasis. Usually it would be some broken rice. Externally he looked poor, very poor, but internally he was very rich. And his wealth was not only the wealth of one lifetime. He had amassed wealth in a previous lifetime, where Shuklambara Das Brahmachari was no one else than the Brahmana. You know everything. Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra, the personal friend of Lord Krishna, who had been a school friend of Lord Krishna, and who had visited the Lord in Dwaraka. He had been also very poor in that life, so poor that his veins were visible in his body. That means he was very skinny. He didn't eat much. But Krishna had bestowed tremendous wealth on him, seeing that he had so much inner wealth and would not misuse the outer wealth for wasting the human form of life. Krishna had given Sudama Vipra what? A whole palace. You know everything. A whole palace. Yes. Because now this sugar, Sudama Vipra came back in Gauranga Leela. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy. I'm quoting from a purport of Srila Prabhupada. Suglambara had his begging bag on his shoulder. Mahaprabhu saw his dear devotee from a previous incarnation and screamed, "Oh, Sudama, Sudama!" And he went to him and opened the begging bag with force and took some morsels of grain and ate them. And then he danced even more. Hare Krishna. So, he finished his entire supply of rice, says Prabhupada. So after this loving exchange, where the Lord had recognized his devotee and was overwhelmed, just like he was overwhelmed when he was there as Krishna, he sat down with Sudama Vipra and gave him the wealth of his heart. Can you imagine that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have given at that time the most valuable thing in his possession? He gave very divine instructions. How Shuklambara das Brahmachari could attain the greatest of all wealth. And he did so by quoting one shloka, which I would like to also quote today. Kindly, those of you who know, they can say with me, most of you will know. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Anasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. When we were young devotees, we would chant this every day on the streets of Hamburg. So, the verse says, in this age of Kali, there's no other means, no other means. Truly, no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name. Yes, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. And then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described this holy name as being not different from Krishna. He described that the holy name in this age of Kali is a direct avatar, the incarnation of the Lord in all of our lives. Kali kale namarupa Krishna avatara nama hoite haya sava jagata nishtara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that if one chants this holy name, one has direct association with the Lord. You remember we speak about the junction of the living entity and the Lord in Kali Yuga. The junction by associating with the holy name. The Lord says, simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. And at the end of this whole section, the Lord gave an instruction how one should chant the holy name. And this instruction is so important that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who writes all this down in his book Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, I raise both of my hands. Why does he do this? Yoga exercise? No, no. For emphasis, to make his point. And he gives one instruction to us. And maybe some of you would like to follow this instruction. I followed it for many years. It was very, very good. I will not tell you what this instruction is at this moment. So make your suspense. He says, Lord Chaitanya says, first of all, how one should chant. Trina hoite necha hoya sara labe nama apanini rabimane anya dibe mana. Then he said that in Sanskrit. Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who's more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor. He is humble, lower than the grass, so tolerant, like the tree. You see some of the trees here, weathering so much weather and standing there so tolerant. One who doesn't expect personal honor. And is always prepared to give all respect to others. Oh, how nice you do, my dear devotee. Oh, I feel so encouraged to see you. Such a person very easily can always chant the holy name of the Lord. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj gets totally in ecstasy. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone, please hear me. Slujate. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. Oh, I've seen many devotees in India who have a little thing with wood. You can also put it on metal, maybe as a marriage present to your wife or your husband. It would be nice, huh? Why a ring? You know, Trinara Visunicha says so much more culture, no? String it on something and then you can wear it for constant memory. Hare Krishna. I think Venugopal thinks it's a good idea. Yes. Hare Krishna. It is very necessary that we follow the principles given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we can follow these principles, we will certainly achieve the ultimate goal of life, which are the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I think you can imagine, you can understand, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt so overwhelmed to see Shuklamba, and so much love, that he wanted to explain the very best thing to him. Imagine, just even, I think we don't need an analogy, we can understand. Here's the Lord finding his old servant and telling him, I have something the very best for you, which I have come to give. I have appeared personally as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time I'm not in a blackish form. Don't think I'm not the same Krishna. I'm like this here in a golden form. I have a certain mission. I want to save the conditioned souls by giving them the holy name and telling them how they should chant this holy name. If you would like to read this very loving conversation in your own reading time and read the wonderful purports, which I have jumped over, you please go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 17, chapter, starting with text 20. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 20, Adi Lila 17, starting with text 20. When I was practicing Krishna consciousness since, I believe it was 27 years, or maybe 30 years. I was quite long in the process. I suffered a shock, which almost finished my spiritual life, really. Yes, it did something very special in my life. I did what I should have done every 2 weeks in my life. I looked just back in my life to really sincerely find out what I had learned so far. How advanced was I? How much attachment did I have to metta? How much attachment did I have to Krishna? And there was a test, like all of us know, and I was not very, very successful in the test. At least not according to my own evaluation of my spiritual life. And I felt, why am I such a neophyte? Then I became a little bitter. I'm practicing so long Krishna consciousness, and still I'm on such a beginner stage? What's wrong here? And then I looked in the scriptures and talked with devotees, and I found out one day, it came like a big surprise, that I had not chanted Hare Krishna properly for all these years. Prabhupada, once he was asked, why do the chanters sometimes appear so neophyte? And Prabhupada answered, it's in a lecture from the 25th February 1977. It was just very briefly before it was in the year where he left his body. They may chant, but they must understand the chanting process. That will be more effective. Anyone can chant, but only if they chant in the proper process, then it will be effective. There is one word by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Namakshara bahi haya, nama nahi haya. Simply the alphabets are coming, but that is not the name. Only the alphabets are coming, but it is not the name. My dear devotees, we are chanting only Nama Parat or Nama Basa. Nama Basa is only a semblance of the holy name. It's something which looks like the holy name, but it's not. Like you could say, I joked in Sarajevo, an Elvis Abasa, Elvis Presley. It may be that I heard in Sarajevo there is one Elvis Abasa, an Elvis imitation. He will for sure have a little... like this. Die Elvis Tolle, we say in German. But he may not be able to dance the twist. I don't know if your generation knows the twist. My generation danced the twist like anything. And they will not, he will not be able to chant as so nicely as Elvis. What is it? Bully, woolly, bully, woolly. And, you know, he's only an abbas, a little reflection. He's not the real thing. So the holy name, this is what is a modern example for an abbas. You can chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but maybe it's not the real thing which you do. Because if you chant the real thing, you will become liberated from material existence and develop very quickly lubha for Krishna. You will not be like this now. You will say, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And you will cry in transcendental ecstasy. You will not notice any longer the weather change or any mood change or so on. You will be with Krishna always. But when you chant Nama Basa, that thing, that Krishna conscious revelation does not take place. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave an example of that the holy name is not what it externally looks like. He gave an example of medicine, a very nice medicine which is in a capsula. The capsula is not the medicine, it's what's inside the capsula. You can even so in the same way, the holy name is not necessarily to be found in the alphabets. It is the spirit, the spiritual substance which is within. And this spiritual substance that is Krishna only comes into the letters of the holy name if you chant the holy name properly with the right spirit which is backing the holy name. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the example of someone who got only the abhasa, the reflection of the Lord's energy. This example is Ravana. Ravana kidnapped Sita, but what he got was not the real Sita, but only a reflection of the Sita, because a materialist can never lay his hand upon the pure spiritual substance. It's not possible for the material tongue to chant, to have God dancing. If it's not done with the right proper process. Once in Allahabad, Prabhupada remembered his old friend, Dr. Ghosh. There was one Dr. Ghosh, and there were in the Allahabad University there were three deaths due to cobra bite. So the organizers of the university had to somehow see what to do with these cobra bites. They were desperate what to do with this. And imagine here, after this evening, we find three people dead on the floor, and we find it was because of cobras. We would most probably send all of you home. So the only thing they had in mind was they could do to get the cobras is to get a snake charmer. And the snake charmer went in the university building and he started his mantras, snake mantras. And really, these three murderous cobras came out of their hiding places where they waited for the next victim. And the snake charmer very quickly grabbed them and catched them. They do it just here behind on the neck. And they took, I mean, I've once seen it. You just think you are fainting. The cobra goes like, spits all his poison around. But they have it very clearly. So, because they know the process to speak the mantra so expertly, they can just for a moment make the cobra dull or inactive, and then they get it. So Dr. Ghosh and the students were naturally skeptical, and they visited the mantra charma, and the mantra charma had many snakes, like 50 snakes, and they said, "Ah, your snakes, it's all bogus, and this is some magic or something crazy. It's not because of your mantras that you have control over the snake." So the mantra charmer just smiled. He was a gentleman, said Prabhupada, and he just made a sound. All of a sudden, 100 baskets opened, and 100 cobras were there. And the mantra charmer made some sound, and the cobras left the baskets and very slowly moved towards a group of students. The mantra charmer said, "So my mantras are all without teeth and without poison?" Said the students, "It's all right, it's all right. Take these snakes back, please." And again, well, if this is all hocus pocus, why don't you make the sound and send them back, said the mantra charma. and he is a cat charma, Gurmanava. The cat feels the good atmosphere. In Sarajevo and Serbia, the devotees have pets in their homes sometimes, so they would now be very angry at you, but it's nice if the animals are at their places. Then the student said, "Please, please, 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 we never said anything, just take these snakes away." The mantra charma then used the right mantras and got them back. I'm telling you this little humorous story, which Prabhupada said, because Prabhupada used it to make a point. If you do not make yourself perfect about chanting the mantra, it will not be effective. My dear devotees, if you don't learn the art of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, then you will be shocked like I was shocked. You may find out that for all these years, you had only a semblance of the holy name. Semblance means something which is a look-alike. Huh? It looks like this. But Krishna was not present in your life. Prabhupada writes, in the Adi Lila, 8:16, in the purport, "The holy name becomes manifest Only when one engages in the service of the Holy Name. This service in a submissive attitude begins with one's tongue. One must engage his tongue in the service of the Holy Name. Our Krishna consciousness movement is based, basirate, on this principle. We try to engage all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement in the service of the Holy Name. My dear devotees, this is what you will do. For 1 week, you will serve the Holy Name by chanting it under the divine instructions of the acharyas, whose comments I have tried to pick, like a person who has dived for jewels on the nectarian ocean of the Holy Name. I have brought some jewels for you. Please accept them. And you will do Nam Seva, chanting the Holy Name. And by doing this, you will actually open a channel in your life, a channel where you have direct communication with Lord Krishna. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Thank you. We will do. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that by doing this chanting practice, you will also repeated chanting, prolonged chanting, you will actually pierce the material ear so that the sound can come through your covered ear to your heart. The divine sound of the Holy Name can come to your heart. We will serve the Lord, most merciful incarnation, the Holy Name, by chanting, giving our best for chanting and learning how to chant. I would now like to tell you a little bit how you can make most of this retreat. First of all, I want to say go deep. Who has a beautiful handwriting? I think Govindananda. Yeah. How is your handwriting?
Not so good.
Who is, writes nicely? Yeah. Gopeshwari. Yes, you are actually a good writer. Yeah, please write. I would like you to go very deep in your practice and to go deep. The pens are available. Adya is just coming. Mm-hmm. I would like to request you to listen very carefully during for this japa retreat to the explanations. We will have one lecture a day, and then we will have two workshops a day, and the rest of, and also a cultural evening a day. Maybe we can even have someone who can write down the program. Actually, I will, for each day, it will slightly vary. It's coming? The pen is coming, Adya, or what is the situation? Then
yes.
What? On another? On a piece of paper, okay. Krishna, Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very nice process how we can go deeper. The first is Shravana. You have to listen. Gopeshwari, please write this. And while you listen, you have to see what of the points is very relevant for you. Please know that Shravana, and then in brackets, what is relevant for you? You have to really be very alert. What will help me to make this week the best? Then the second point is, Manaha means reflecting. Please write down in brackets the English synonym. That is, think about this point in depth. It is said if you just hear something, but you don't think about it on your own, then you will not have so much benefit from it. That is the reason why we take notes. We take notes about what we hear, and then we look at the notes because that aids our reflection. We look maybe an hour later or a few hours later and think about it. When you do manaha, then you are a manushya. When you reflect, then you are a manushya, means a human being. When you don't reflect, then you are actually not using the very, very important gift of human life, which is this reflection. So think about it, and then nididhyasan, apply, nididhyasan, like dhyana, dhyasan, apply immediately in your life. This is very, very important. During this japa retreat, we should really apply what you have learned in your life. It's very important that you have a very concentrated practice. My suggestion to you is, although we are in Croatia and we have devotees from Sarajevo and the Balkans and Radadish, so on, we can associate very happily in the prasadam breaks, but during the day, then we can talk with each other. Don't please talk so much nonsense as, I don't want to be offensive, small talk maybe. Please don't talk as much small talk as you are used to talk. Try to keep a spiritual vibration throughout the whole seminar. Try to act humbly. Try to act dignified, as spiritual people do. Apply what you learn. We have wonderful devotees here. We have also some elder devotees here with us. Let us use their association. Use the association. Utilize is maybe the better. Benefit from the association, you could say. This is my very serious request. Tomorrow we will start at 7 o'clock, and you will see at 7 o'clock the whole plan of tomorrow. We will have a piece of paper I would say we can have it at this door, so that we always know what is going on the day. Yes. This is all I have. Should I give you one summary, one word about what I was talking today? Japa reform. I think you understood that this was when I talked about the shock that we may chant the holy name and not contact Krishna. I was talking about all of us. Did you notice? when I was talking about the evaluation, you can see how successful you are in your life by how much you are attached to the journey. I was talking about each one of us in the room. Did you notice? It was not about some people who are not in the room, but it was all about the people who are in the room. And when I talked about Lord Chaitanya's instructions, I talked about his instructions for all of us. So I really am very, very, very enthusiastic. Dobro. I actually have come to the end. Do you have any questions regarding this retreat? Or regarding what you have heard so far? You can say it to Nityananda Kari and then she will say afterwards. Anyone? Not at this moment. Uh-huh. Okay. I will repeat it for the tape recording. When we are chanting with other devotees, how important is it to hear our own self? It's very, very important to hear your own self, because japa means to produce the sound vibration of the holy name and then to listen to it, hear it. You should speak, we will learn this later, just so loud that you can hear it. Now, you can hear it, you can hear your japa only when your mind hears it. Imagine you hear something, but your mind is somewhere else, then you cannot hear it. Isn't it? I think, Sundarananda, for a moment, your mind was just somewhere else. Not really. So, whose mind was somewhere else? Gaurahari. Yes. And if I would ask now, Gaurahari, what did I say to you? What did I just explain? You would have to say, I'm sorry, I was thinking how to pack the things for the India tour. My mind was there, packing the next, arranging the next tour. So, Krishna. When you are together with other devotees, you should hear yourself. But you will only be able to do this when your mind is not stolen away by some other thoughts, but when your mind is really in the chanting. We will learn how to do this. You won't believe the wonderful techniques which you will learn. How to bring the mind to chanting. There's a statement by Srila Prabhupada, I just read it today, that when you chant with a devotee in the temple room, there is 1,000 times the benefit. So that is, I believe this temple room is most probably the most beautiful temple room at the moment, which we have in the Balkans, at the moment, but in a few weeks, maybe already the Zagreb temple room is much more beautiful. Already maybe now, isn't it? Actually, yes. But a few months ago it was not as beautiful. Now the Zagreb temple room is more beautiful. But we have tried really our best. And I really want to thank our Manjulali, who somehow has the taste, or she's Radha Madan Mohan's pujari. And you can see it, the big Radha Madan Mohan are here. That's just so beautiful. Have we already the comment of the owner of this place? Or he must also think it's... You should show them around and say, isn't it?
They even sent over the mobile phone pictures to Italy.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. In Italy they also see the... I'm also seriously thinking of inviting the town to see that beautiful temple room. Yeah.
Friday
they can all come. We can have posters of the town so that they can see the deities. They are living on an island and a little isolated from from spiritual and material reality, so they might like to see. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Therefore, it is recommended that you please come here. We will start our morning program at 7 o'clock British time. But this doesn't mean that you have to rise at 7:05, and then you just you come. It is good if you can be starting your chanting already at 5 o'clock. We don't have a Mangal Arati because during this Japa retreat we really want to focus on getting rounds. Our Mangal Arati and Guru Puja is all done at 7 o'clock at one time. But please also rest enough. This is my sincere request. Don't talk all nights in your temple room. We just came from Fushkagar Ranga, and the devotees were so communicative. I met the devotees in the morning and they all had... what did you do? Did you... Yeah, I talked. One Swiss devotee, you know, who's always getting regular sleep, said, I talked up to 3 o'clock in the morning with it every day. So much to talk. Yes, so much to talk. So try to find enough rest my recommendation really is don't take enough opportunity to rest. That's very important, so that you are fresh. But then you should please chant here in the temple room, at least the morning session, 5, or I mean, if you can't make it at 5, then later, up to 7 o'clock, and then there will be times when you can chant wherever you wish. It's very nice to go this side on the beach. There are many nice places if you want to chant alone. But there will be also then times, and you will see it tomorrow on the blackboard, when you can when you have to chant, and when it's good if you come here in the temple room, because then we start the workshops where I will give you different tasks to do. It's mostly new techniques and new sometimes even many interesting things. I don't want to tell you this because it's my private hobby to surprise you. So these times we will set up. There will be enough prasadam. We have made very, very simple. Our cooks have been instructed to cook sufficiently and nice, but it will be light prasadam and simple prasadam. Because if you want to go deeper in the spiritual life and you have 1 liter ghee in your system with all the spices and 50 centners of sugar, then you will not be able to concentrate so much. It's really retreat prasadam or yoga prasadam. Very healthy and very, very good for maximum concentration. We will cook one feast at the end of the retreat, but otherwise it will be simple because that is better for concentration. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want now to say some practical details? Please. Mm-hmm.